This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick, and it is a big day for one of the most charismatic animals on Earth, the giant panda. It's native to central China, but was almost driven extinct there before a conservation program began 40 years ago.
It took a long time just to breed the animals successfully in captivity. Now, today, Chinese researchers are releasing Xiangxiang, a panda born and raised in captivity, into the wild.
When that panda lumbers up a hillside and into a stand of sheltering bamboo, he will carry with him the hope for the survival of the species. For this National Geographic Radio Expeditions interview, we called the director of the Huolong Nature Reserve in Sichuan Province, China. He is Zhang Heimin, a wildlife biologist, and when he talks about Xiangxiang, he sounds like a proud father.
3 years ago, we choose Xiangxiang for trading. So he got learning how to avoid the natural enemy and how to select the food habitat and also the territory of himself. So it's very good.
Zhang, a panda is really, it's a bear. And when you say that it has to avoid a natural predator, what could possibly be threatening to a bear?
When was I young, the natural predator is such as cloud leopard, golden cat, wild dogs.
So you say when it's a sub-adult, when it's not yet fully grown.
That's right. But I doubt it's almost no the natural predator, but some leeches.
A leech, like a little blood-sucking thing.
That's right. Some make some problem with the pandas.
It could make sick.
Yeah, but the learning how to avoid them, you know, the kind of good sleep beds, you know.
So you have to teach it where to sleep so it wouldn't be vulnerable to leeches and insects and that kind of thing.
That's right.
How are you going to monitor Xiangxiang?
We have a GPS radar counter.
So you'll be able to figure out where the panda is.
Where he's going, where low each day, you know.
And are you going to send people in to follow the panda or just let him go?
We will let him go himself, but each month we have tried to see him directly one time.
Try to see him once a month?
That's right.
How long have you been working at this research facility, Zhang?
Almost 24 years.
So more than 20 years you've been working there. And has it always been your goal to try to release a panda back into the wild?
If they succeed, I will train many, many of them, probably 10 or 20 of them each year, to let them go isolation population areas.
So if this one succeeds, maybe you think you can save the entire giant panda species by breeding them in captivity and then releasing them into the wild?
This is the best way to protected the genetic diversity of the wild pandas.
Promote genetic diversity and take care of the inbreeding problem. Well, this must be the culmination of a really great dream for you then this day.
That's right. You know, I solved the captive panda breeding problem. Now the survival rate is 100% in my reserve. The population in captivity increased a lot. So my final goal is to let them go back to help the wild panda population. That's my final goal.
Well, Zhang Heimin, this is a great day for you, and congratulations for your work with the pandas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Zhang Heimin is director of the Huolong Nature Reserve in China, where a panda born in captivity is released into the wild today for the first time. And we do have pictures of this panda at our website, npr.org.
On Monday's program, we'll meet two college students who traveled to Afghanistan last year armed to the teeth with audio recording equipment.
They had an idea to make an album, and they put together a group of performers trained in traditional Afghan music.
Everyone we spoke to was extremely enthusiastic about helping us, and it just seemed to snowball so quickly, almost from day one. I mean, going there, we had nothing. By day three, we had a band formed. And not just any hodgepodge musicians. These are some of the more accomplished musicians in Kabul.
The result is an album called The Afghan Music Project, and we'll meet the two students who produced it on Monday's program.